as you implied, human rights are open to so many divergent uses. And the one thing I would clarify is that the UN tries to introduce human rights right after World War II, and that's how we get the Universal Declaration. But no one really cares. And in a way, the UN initially is where human rights go to die. So what happens in the post-war period is that human rights are kind of reclaimed from the UN. On the one hand, ordinary people, part of amnesty, and eventually part of human rights groups like Human Rights Watch, begin to take a claim to human rights, to analyzing other states, to criticizing other states.
We have the Human Rights Council, a United Nations body that does this for a living.
It definitely does so. But there are also so-called non-governmental organizations which try to provide an alternative human rights forum to the United Nations. And then presidents do it. So statesmen since Jimmy Carter have invoked human rights, have said American foreign policy should abide by human rights or even promote human rights. And there we get into, I think, what's quite difficult about it, because human rights could mean lots of different things, and it really depends who's invoking them and to what purpose. I wouldn't want to rule out that it can be a language that can make a difference, since interfering with other sovereignties may be something worth doing, and there may be ways of doing it that improve the world. But as you suggest or fear, it could also be subject to abuse. And I think we have to just be realists and look out so that when we hear human rights, we ask what for, which rights, with whose interests in mind.